You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Astros, game two today, noon. Let's go.
What's the odds today? Did you read them?
713-780-377. I'll find that out for you right now. MLB playoff. Right here, series prices, playoff, exact result. No, I don't need
I'm going to guess it's 150.
It's playoffs.
150, and I'm going to say Astros like 130.
So the Houston, we got eight games today.
What?
What do you think Urquidy is?
I think it's plus 130.
Plus 120.
So it's minus 140?
Minus 140.
Ooh, that's some they're putting some respect on Urquidy's name there.
Yeah.
As they should.
What do you think the over-under is?
Ooh, low. They'll probably make it 7.5, but I think it should be 7.
7.5. Let's see.
I mean, the Astros did need a bases-loaded walk, a couple of bloopers, and an error by a shortstop. They were not crushing it all over the yard.
No. The Astros over-under runs is 3.5. The Twins over-under runs is 4.5.
3.5 seems so high for this offense. Man.
They just put up a 12 spot a couple weeks ago.
And they just had a 4 spot.
Yeah.
They just hung a 4 on this team.
Yeah, with thanks to Jorge Polanco's error.
Yeah.
But that counts. Baseball. That counts. What do you think about A&M? This is selected for you. A&M plus 17. Or Alabama minus 17.
I watched them against Vandy.
I know.
And it wasn't awesome.
I don't think you go by that, though.
Why not? That's who they played, and they just played football.
I know they just played football.
Alabama always shuts it down after the first half. It turns into run right in the middle of, and don't show anything. They don't show any. When they take a big lead, they're the worst under Nick Saban. They're the worst second half team. You play the other side. When Alabama smashes somebody, they start going to backups and they start going to the most vanilla stuff they can.
Yeah. And then Saban's all PO'd on the sidelines.
Actually, you don't have to have second. You're sitting there like laying 39.5 with Alabama and they're up 35-0 at half. You're like, nice. I'm counting this as a win. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what the heck?
Well, they laid down.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened.
They laid down last week. But 17, that seems like a for what people believe is probably the second best team in the West, Texas A&M to catch 17, doesn't that seem like a lot?
Yeah, but I just wish they played better.
Yeah, if they hold on to the football, though, you know what? Kellen Mond won't fumble 3 times.
Okay.
No, he's not going to fumble 3 times.
Okay, that's fine. Will other people fumble?
No.
If you give it away to Najee Harris and Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith, it is going to be a nightmare.
Well, you allegedly have the athletes to play with these people, so...
Why did you just say allegedly?
Well, you do. Well
that doesn't sound like you're...
I didn't see them really do that against Vanderbilt.
Okay. Well, you sound like you're allegedly. He's like, well, doesn't sound like you're really all in on this A&M thing that you're telling me about. How about Texas is allegedly 11.5-point favorite against TCU?
That's not alleged. That's real.
Okay.
And that I understand. TCU is... They're lost at quarterback. They don't know whether to run Duggan or throw with the other kid And if you want to know the truth, that program has been lost for a little while. It's been lost. It's not the same. Gary Patterson's going to D you up every week.
It used to be every other year. They were really, really tough. We haven't seen that bounce back year.
No.
We haven't seen that bounce back year. And I'm not really finding draft prospects out of there a whole lot to watch either. Which that's not. Well, they did have Blacklock. So that's not, actually they had a tackle on a guard last year, and they had that's not true at all.
They had
Jeff Gladney.
Yeah,
they had a first rounder.
Yeah.
Blacklock a second rounder. Then they had a tackle who was a third. think a third round or so. Yeah, it's, I'm not sure what I'm talking about.
Nope.
I actually looked at two running backs from there last year. Cordell Owagwu or whatever.
Why aren't they better?
I don't know. Well, their tackle had been hurt.
And this magical Patterson defense thing, it's not been happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they haven't. Well, I'll tell you why they haven't bounced back. They haven't had a quarterback. You just hit on it. They haven't had a quarterback that can really
put
it together.
It's been bad. Underrated mess wants to get in here. What do you say, underrated mess?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
How's it going?
Playoff time. I'm gonna be very optimistic. I'm throwing that 29-31 out the window. We're in the tourney. I really hope that MLB will regret letting us in. There has been plenty of teams that have made a run with less star power, and I really feel good about it. Our guys hung in there yesterday against a really good pitcher. They did work some walks against that guy and took advantage of the opportunities. Yankees bombed out, but, I mean, he was throwing beanballs, you know, fastballs right down the middle, and we know the Yankees can't hit breaking balls. So very optimistic about these playoffs. Let's go. We took care of business. We can make this run. And just hopefully we can make everybody regret letting us in. And then I did want to say I listened on the radio yesterday, ESPN 97.5. I appreciate that. And the announcers, they actually threw some shots at Boston. J.D. Martinez said he had a terrible year because he couldn't watch video. So that was refreshing. I appreciate it. Let's go Strohs.
Oh, little Red Sox heat. By the way, I was also remembered. Oh, yeah, Jalen Reagor also was. So they had two first-rounders. Yes. I'm not sure what the hell I was talking about.
So, then why aren't they better?
Yeah, I don't know that. I do know that. But, same reason Jalen Reagor didn't have the same year. The quarterbacking was terrible.
It was bad. So this bracket thing is pretty cool because this is the side of your NCAA bracket that's all red with X's all over the place because the Twins are supposed to advance. The A's are supposed to advance. If it's Astros and White Sox, while the other side is Yankees and Tampa,
mm-hmm.
That's totally sweet.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
That's totally sweet. You're in the East bracket that has all the X marks and the 5 and the 13 seed advance and the and the 12 and there's no what happened to Kentucky. Kentucky lost in the second round.
If you're the Astros and you get through Minnesota and you wind up facing the Yankees, if it just comes down to that, wouldn't you just play mind games with them because you're their kryptonite? It does. Yeah, you're in Texas.
You bang drums.
Yes, you do everything because you do anything to make them think. Oh,
whoa.
Because now you're on a run because you've gotten through two teams. Now you're on a run and you make them think, what's going on here?
If they had fans in the stands for the it's in L.A.
Yeah, they're gonna try to have fans for the CSs, I think.
For really,
I think so. Yeah.
So if there is, I mean, you bang just to get in the Yankees' heads.
Yeah, if your team is on a magical run and somehow we get to a point where they're facing the Yankees in the ALCS and they're allowing fans, Astro fans, you know what you got to do. You got to play mind games with them.
Well, it ain't like you can't beat Dallas Keuchel.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
If the White Sox get there, guess what?
We're way ahead of ourselves. That's four wins away, but still. And the Yankees have to get through their series. But I'm just saying, if you are on a run at that point, the Yankees are like, this team's been terrible all year. Now they're hitting a little bit. You got to play mind games. You got to.
Got to. Oh, yeah. No,
you got to shake that team up. That team against the Astros has to be a bit mentally fragile because of what the Astros have done to them.
Yeah, F them.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares?
I know
and you bang that drum, baby. You bang that drum. So they go to Los Angeles next after they win today, and they take on the White Sox, who beat the A's ass, which is nice. And then San Diego is the ALCS, and then Arlington for
the
World Series.
We're moving forward. Look at this.
John's feeling it. Yeah. He always does this.
Yesterday you weren't sure. Now.
No, systems go. I'm pretty sure they sweep through this thing now.
Yeah.
Not lose a game, huh?
I have been sure of it. That's not a problem. Astros flipping a switch now.
Yeah.
The switch has been flipped. You know what they are now? They're savages. I've got the shirt that proves it.
You're still taking from...
Still doing
get
that.
Get something original.
Man.
Yep.
Wait,
H-Town Savages.
No, stop that.
All the trash can banging talk and the wires and all that stuff. The buzzers. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Don't you think scoring more
sorry,
than four
spot without any of that?
Sorry, haters.
Yeah. All it took was an error, a throwing error.
Bases loaded walk where don't act like Altuve not swinging at those last two pitches was not a miracle.
Don't act like Altuve didn't duck a little bit.
Yeah. But that was a miracle that he didn't swing at something out of the zone. I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God, this could end up being a special season.
I think he went up there and just said, I ain't swinging at nothing.
It was good to see the professional.
I got no
hitter.
Shot here. So
now you know who did nothing. Hit it hard. You know who did hit it hard was, and had a great swing on it because he got fooled by a slow curve before was Michael Brantley.
Yeah,
Brantley got fooled by the slow curve,
and then
whenever he tried to throw another hook at him, and he just sat and waited on it, stayed back, and then just threw those hands. I was like, it into right center.
Professional hitter. That's who you want up. Name the guys you want up now. Okay. Let's name. Go through the order.
Okay.
I want Brantley one. He's the first guy. That's the guy I want up with the game on the line.
Yeah, I would say Brantley one. I'll go Bregman two.
I'll go Springer two. Bregman has been not good.
I know. Bregman had his shots, and he's popping things up to left field.
Springer actually came through, and Springer's. I'm going to go Springer two.
I'll go Springer three.
I'm still going Yuli three.
Oh, no. I'm going Yuli 2.
Okay. I'm going Springer 2.
I'll go Yuli 2. I'll go Bregman 3. Springer 4. Altuve 5.
Ooh.
I still can't forget the last 7 years.
Even after that?
Machete?
Well, that's not a bad call.
Or Tucker or Machete?
Probably Tucker 5.
I'd probably go Tucker, then Machete.
I'm going Tucker 5. I'm going Correa 6, Altuve 7.
Golly, what kind of world do we live in?
The
MVP, and Carlos Correa, the former first pick of the draft, are potentially behind the catcher.
I might go Maldonado of
this
7.
I'm not
Altuve
listen.
8 and I'm not and listening Redick to this. 9.
I'm not listening to Altuve 8, no, Redick 9.
I'm going Straw 8, Altuve 9. Man, did you really think Altuve was going to come through?
Yeah, I did. He did.
I didn't.
That's what I call a game-winning RBI. Thanks.
You know what? That did hit the top of the zone, you know.
No, the second one was out of the zone.
No, the last pitch, the wall.
The last pitch wasn't top of the zone.
It was top of the zone.
He didn't hit it.
It was top of the
Somebody
zone.
Somebody send the video.
I saw the if he was the Altuve walk.
Yeah. Yeah, it was way out of the zone.
It was way out of the zone.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it was clear.
It cleared almost over his little tiny head.
I didn't see that.
Little tiny
because he's insulting. He's not respectful.
Put some respect on him.
As much as he says he loves the Astros, he's disrespectful all the time.
He is disrespectful.
That's not true.
Disrespecting.
He just called the best player in franchise history. Talked about his little head or whatever.
I didn't put him in the nine hole.
There's no question you're both disrespectful, but you are. But you like to pretend like you're not.
Jose Altuve is going to do something to break out. This is usually like game number 62 is usually where it happens for him when he gets in slumps.
Is it?
He doesn't really get in slumps except last year when he hurt his knee or whatever. I'm not used to seeing this. I don't even – this doesn't even look – I don't recognize
this. Texo Ocho puts Greinke at 8 and Altuve at 9.
Oh, no.
914 ESPN.
I mean, Greinke can mash, though.
That's terrible. TGS. I need some insurance now.
TGS Home Insurance is what you do. You text the word money to 232323, and magically, you will get a text back immediately. And they'll say, what is your address? It's an automated system. I'll tell you that. And you put your address in, and then within 15 seconds, you will have actually, the whole process can take 15 seconds. You're going to have a firm quote for your homeowner's insurance. And that's the way their system is built up. And here's what you do when it comes to your homeowner's insurance. I want you to shop and be for real. Text the word money to 232323 and go look at what you're paying and go look at what you could get with an A-rated insurance company from TGS Insurance. You're going to find that in most cases, you're going to save on average $900 for the year. Now, why would you pay more money for your homeowner's insurance if you didn't have to? That money is your money. Why would you throw that away? You couldn't use that right now. You couldn't use $900 because that's what you save over the course of a year. So And that's on average. There are people who saved up over $2,000. I don't know what your situation looks like, but I do know that you need to shop for lower rates and start with TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323 or go to TGSinsurance.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 ESPN 97.5.
Dale, did you see Art's tweet from exactly 32 minutes ago? I'm not even going to read it.
Something about an ABC 13 person or something else?
Yes, about that one.
I didn't really know what it meant. What was it in response
to? Bob Slovak's gone.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, gone meaning it was a financial.
Yeah.
It was a financial. You know, it was a COVID.
He's a great guy.
Bob Slovak is an awesome guy. Yeah.
And Art doesn't want you just skirting over that particular.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, say his name.
Art's so He's disrespectful. Not. Say Art. His name, Bob Slovak. Stop, Art.
And you know what he wanted. For whatever reason, he hates Greg Bailey. It's kind of like Tyler. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Tyler. Producer Tyler.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Birthday yesterday, right?
Yesterday. Happy birthday, Tyler.
Dale, can you go find... Yeah, happy birthday. Can you go to Urban Dictionary?
I want to see Art. Can you please wish Tyler a happy birthday? All right.
Yeah, that'd be nice of you.
Yeah, because you're so
probably,
mean to
so
him.
So it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, I think he's muted or something.
Can you go? Somebody, Jackie said, do not Google Breggy Bomb, Bregg Bomb.
Can Jackie just put a?
Can you check that for us?
Did Jackie just write something for Urban Dictionary?
I don't know.
Why can't you do it?
Mm-mm. Because that's the NFL's computer.
All right, fine, I'll do it.
No, don't do it.
Why?
This
computer is so old, I don't even think they want this back. Oh, no, this is their newer one. Yeah, I can't do it on this one.
Mm-mm.
I can do it on my other one, but I'm doing it anyway. Breggy Bomb.
I don't think it's a thing.
Running Game Clothing, Pinterest. Yeah, nice try, Jackie. I don't see it in Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Explain what you think it is, Jackie. Maybe you've done it already.
Yeah, well... Look up an Odell Deuce.
Who do you think, Dell, if I
get
were to ask
man.
You.
Get your
No,
man.
Don't look up Odell Deuce. If I were to ask you who the top five MVP candidates of the series are.
Of what series?
Of the championship series in basketball. Isn't this crazy? Basketball playoffs. Baseball playoffs.
Oh,
we're in the middle. Okay. We got Georgia versus Auburn. 7-4 this weekend. Aggies, Alabama.
Number
Texans
one is,
versus
is
a COVID
it, is
team.
Number one LeBron or Anthony Davis?
It's LeBron.
LeBron.
Minus 170.
Well, see, yeah. Anthony Davis is going to lead him in scoring. So that's, so he's got to be second.
He is second.
Okay.
Plus 200.
And then Butler?
No. I'm shocked.
Then not Butler.
Bam Bam.
Bam Adebayo.
Really?
Is plus 600. If Butler doesn't score as much all the time as you think.
Yeah.
He makes winning plays.
But he's got that dog in him.
Yeah.
That's what He's not third. He's got to be fourth.
He's fourth at plus 700.
And then I'm going to say Butler's Tyler seven- Hero.
No, Tyler Hero's plus 2,000. He is sixth. Who's fifth? I'll give you a hint.
Duncan
Robinson? Markieff.
Really?
No.
No.
Rajon.
No.
No.
It's not Kuzma.
It's
Kuzma?
The Dragon.
Oh, Goran, yeah.
He has no chance.
Really?
Tyler Hero's plus 2,000.
I put Tyler Hero. I would take Tyler Hero odds before that. Because dude could go off for big games.
Well, Goran has he didn't do it so much late in the Celtics series, but at one point in the playoffs, he had like six 20-point games in a row. So he's had those type of numbers that if the Heat win and they're a team who doesn't see guys go for 30 a night, like Jimmy's not going to do that, Bam's not going to do that. So I could see it from Goran. He would be their legit scorer. He would be my third choice before Hero, because Hero, 15, 17, he'll go off for 37. Goran could get you 24 20-point games in a series. So I get it.
Who checks Davis? Crowder?
I was wondering about that. I mean, there'll be some zone, but when they go man, I think you'd probably want to keep Bam off of Davis for as long as you can, stay out of foul trouble. So it'll probably be Crowder. You'll see, send some double teams.
And Crowder seems like a stronger matchup for LeBron.
It'll probably be Jimmy and Crowder going back and forth on Davis, but you're probably going to see
Crowder.
Did you say
Jimmy?
Jimmy Butler. I mean, Jimmy Butler or Crowder. But
I guess because Anthony Davis doesn't play like a big.
Yeah, in the zone.
So you can do that.
And they'll play
but he'll just
zone.
Shoot over you like he did with the Rockets.
Yeah. He'll shoot over either one of them. But I think they're going to try to keep a Bam on one of the bigs, whether it be Dwight Howard or JaVale when they're in there. Save him. No fouls for Bam, I think, is their goal. And he'll be the help side defender. He'll probably be the guy you see on the doubles. He's 6'9", still smaller than Davis, but he'll bring some size. I don't think you'll see him consistently man up on Davis.
So we've been talking about, okay, so where does LeBron go if he wins this? And Biscuit was like, well, I mean, winning's two more. Well, hold on. I'm not sure he wins this one. I know they're a big favorite, but I'm not sure. What if he loses this and he's 3-7 in the finals? Now where does everybody put him?
He really can't afford to lose this.
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We're talking about a hypothetical argument. This is internet people arguing. This is sports talk arguments. So it really doesn't matter. I mean, he probably gets there
a couple more times.
He should now. Isn't it interesting, though, to hear Kenny Smith and Charles and guys like that, and they're not the only ones, have LeBron at like sixth all time. And
yeah.
I just find that to be interesting. I think it's they don't like – they played the game, and they don't like the on-court personality in big game. I think they really don't like the 3-6. I think that really bothers them, the 3-6, when you're the best player in the league in general the entire time. If you're the best player in the league, you usually – a lot of time, you know, you're going to win more times than not.
Right, and they should have never lost to Dirk.
No, obviously. That was early.
Well –
that's before he had a title, right?
Yeah, it was his first. It was his first year in Miami, but he was terrible as far as you compare him to what he normally is.
He was weak in the playoffs.
That was the one.
That was a long time ago, though.
No, but as far as we talk, John mentioned it. It's the one you can directly blame him for.
Yeah,
the other ones you can't. You could say in 07, the Spurs were out. They're outclassed by the Spurs. In 14, you could say the same. The Spurs. Dwayne Wade was on his last legs. He had some knee issues, and so you won't even blame him for that. He was great. The 11 one is the Heat, the people from the Heat, not necessarily them, but their fans remember the most because of how bad he was, particularly late, allowing J.J. Barea to harass him at the bad fourth quarters. He can't live that one down. I mean, people forget it because of what he's done since, but that's the one you point to and go, that's on you. That's the one you get blamed for.
Yep. A Dream Shake makes a point. Kareem was 38 years old, still balling.
Yeah.
And he played college ball. And it was a rougher NBA, a much tougher NBA.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't really balling, though. I mean, Kareem was. He labored getting up and down the court. He had a shot that was very tough to defend. He also wasn't asked to play on the perimeter. He wasn't asked to run.
No, but he had to bang inside every night with tough players.
Yeah, yeah. The 80s was about space. The 80s weren't as physical as the 90s, but yeah, there were real centers back then.
Oh my gosh.
They're real centers. So I give Kareem, no, Kareem gets all kinds of love. Kareem wasn't at this physical level. Like Kareem was 38. We're talking about LeBron 35 or 36. LeBron is still playing at an unbelievable athletic level. Kareem had a nice skyhook. He was on a team with Magic and James Worthy. Like, he had some really good talent around him. Some really good talent around him.
Well, when he was 34, though, he was still one of the most dominant. He was still...
When he was 34?
34.
What did he average when he was 34?
24 a game.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Especially on a team with as many players as they had.
How about when he was 36?
And how about this? Look at this. I mean, he played 82, 62, 80, 82, 80, 76, 79, 80, 79, 79, 78. When he was 40 years old, he played 80 games.
I give Kareem credit. Look at this. He averaged 23.4. 23.4 points at age 38.
All-NBA first team at age 38 years old.
Yeah, I mean, respect to him. Maybe I was. Now, he also was not a rebounder. I mean, he didn't average. At age 34, he stopped averaging 10 rebounds a game at age 34. 8.7, yeah. 7.5, 7.5, 7.9, 6.0. I think LeBron averages more rebounds than Kareem did right now. And his minutes, they were smart with his minutes. He went from 35 to 32. Now, Kareem played. Look at how this – it's kind of like starting pitchers. Look at Kareem's minutes played at the beginning of his career until age 28. He was over 43, 40, 44, 42, 43, 42.
He was still 30.
These players need rest.
At 31, he averaged 39.5. Hell, he was still 30. I know. 33 minutes a game when he's 36 years old. 33. Yeah. When he was 38 years old, he averaged 33.
The idea of needing rest is a little, sometimes it can be a little.
And he played.
I think players do like, I'm going to be honest with you. I think players like getting out of games.
Yeah. Well, look, but man, look at the end of his career. 80, 79 games, 79 games, 78 games, 80 games, 74 games. That's when he's 41 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap. Now, he did only average 23 minutes a game, but that's...
Four rebounds.
You try dragging Bob Lanier up and down the court. Tell your old man.
Well, that was Bill Walton.
Oh, that was Kareem in Airplane.
No, but I thought it was dragging Bill Walton's ass up and down the court.
No, Bob Lanier.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're gonna have to fact check you on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be Donald Dale or whatever his name is. I got to fact check you, Trump.
920.
D-Dale 8. You're now D-Dale 8. You're going to fact check.
What's his name, John? Look it up. Stand back, stand by. Lance.
For what?
For who?
Just be ready. That's all he's saying.
Just be
Let's
ready.
Be ready.
All right.
That's right. Be ready.
Let's see. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
There you go.
That makes sense now.
Both sides.
You know what?
There are good people on both sides.
There's good answers on both sides.
That's bad. 929 ESPN, 97.5, 73780, 3776.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, here's where the Astros' pitching depth is going to come in handy. Okay? When you get... How about this? Looking through the schedule now, you know, you're playing here the three straight days. The ALDS, best of five, October 5th through 9th. 5 days. Let's go. October 11th through 17th, the ALCS. October 20th through the 28th, the World Series. 8 days for seven games. When you look at the schedule, how they're breaking down, okay, ALCS. ALCS starts October 11th. ALCS game one, game two is the next day. Game three is Tuesday. Game four is Wednesday. Game five is Thursday. Game six is Friday. Games, no days off. 0 days off. That is so un-baseball. You know, deep. That's why the Astros' rotation, as deep as it is going to be awesome. And that bullpen. Now, when you get into this, now you
this
lose.
Is terrifying. I mean, if you get past the Twins, if you get past Game 2, just yesterday, Fromber made us not have to think about the bullpen. It's like, man, Fromber's rolling. His curve was wiping people out.
Mm-hmm.
When they, and once again, shout out Dusty Baker for staying with Fromber and enticing a double play rather than going to anybody in the bullpen.
Well, your bullpen is now saved for the rest of the series.
Nice. Yeah, nice. This has now been going on.
I want to save them for the whole postseason.
Think about this. 2017 turned into a nightmare. You can get anybody out in the bullpen. 18, bullpen, disaster. 19, you lose a World Series. And then Osuna can't even get anyone out in that. Well, he did, but I mean, Osuna comes in and gives up even more runs. Like Will Harris, who you had forever, gave up the big home run to Kendrick. When have the Astros had a good bullpen? How far back do you have to go?
15.
Like regular season, 15. They do. No, not really. Not really. They had a couple guys. Remember, by the very end, well, I remember being...
Davinsky was...
Devo started sucking it.
Yeah.
The only guys you could trust were... who was the closer with the hook, with the curveball? God dog it. I mean, the slider.
They had Neshek.
No, Neshek was no longer trustworthy. There was only... It was Tony Sipp, who was trustworthy as a left-hand specialist. And your closer... come on, what was the closer's name?
It's the closer was Gregerson.
Yeah, Luke Gregerson.
Yeah.
The only guys you trusted, I remember them, was
the one that blew it in the eighth.
It was
Will Harris was pretty good too.
It was Luke Gregerson. Was it Will Harris, Luke Gregerson?
I think Will's the one who fell apart. With Neshek. Neshek only pitched one inning in the postseason.
It was Sipp. No, it was just Gregerson, Sipp, and I guess Will Harris were the three. Didn't you have a starter in the bullpen that you were going to?
Well, Sipp came in. Sipp pitched six games in the postseason.
You trusted. I'm telling you, there was only a few guys that were trusted anymore. By the end, they had fallen apart.
Scott Kazmir.
Yeah, off the Skeeters.
Off the Skeeters to come and pitch.
Uh-huh.
Gregerson, Will Harris, Josh Fields, Fiers pitched one inning, Neshek pitched one inning, Oliver Perez pitched a third.
Yeah, they didn't trust them, the bullpen, at all back then.
At all.
So even 15 they did. Now, they had a good season for much of the season, and then they fell apart. Like, Neshek was pitching really well. Did he make an all-star with the Astros? Will Harris at one point was an all-star.
Neshek made the all-star with the Cardinals and then came over.
Will Harris made an all-star. And then he got moved to closer, and then he stunk as a closer.
Oh, yeah, Davinsky wasn't even on that. He was on the 16. He made the all-star in 16, I think. And then, and Gregerson... Man, that was awful. No, you're right. That was awful. Never mind. 15 wasn't good.
No, it's been a while since they've been. Now, they've had good regular seasons. Actually, you've had their bullpen has been good. 17. In 2017, their bullpen was good in a regular season. They were. They had good. Go look at their 2017 stats. Mm-hmm. And in the playoffs, it was like disaster fest.
Because they were spent. Just like last year, actually, Will Harris was spent.
You're right. They did work a lot of innings.
Will Harris was spent. And AJ said it before the game. And what does he do? With eight outs to go, he brings in Will Harris, who's spent. Dumb. Eight outs to go just irks me.
Will Harris, by the way, was all-star in 2016. And that's when he also became...
And Davinsky was 17.
Devo was an all-star?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's get Gilbert in here, see what he thinks about the Texans. Hey, Gilbert.
Hi, gentlemen. It's a sad day in music world anyway.
Oh.
What'd he say?
Helen Reddy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I love Helen Reddy songs with that little boy anyway.
How about a little tribute a little tribute to Helen Reddy sing I Am Woman, Gilbert?
I Am Woman, they belong to number two, maybe anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Davis died also.
Who?
Matt Davis.
Mac Davis? Oh, wow.
Matt I didn't see that.
I didn't see that either, but Helen Reddy, I am woman, hear me roar, with numbers too big to ignore.
John was my favorite one anyway, you know.
What's that?
I'm glad she's still alive. Olivia Newton-John's still alive.
Yeah, you love Olivia Newton-John.
Anyway.
Yeah.
What'd you think of, what was going through your mind when you watched Olivia Newton-John and Xanadu?
What'd you say?
I said, what was going through your mind when you were watching Olivia Newton-John in Xanadu? Did you watch Xanadu?
You remember Xanadu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that was, I don't remember that well anyway, you know.
Okay.
So anyway, so the Texans, she won that game last Sunday anyway.
Yeah,
they just call a big timeout anyway, you know.
Right.
Are you ready to get rid of Bill O'Brien?
Bill, what do you think of Bill O'Brien, Gilbert?
You tell him we should get a new coach anyway, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't like Bill O'Brien? Why not?
He don't play in can't win games no more anyway.
He can't, yeah. What about the Astros winning yesterday? Did you see that?
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to go all the way anyway, you know.
Why not?
They beat Minnesota. They're going to beat the other team anyway, you know.
Right. Well, why are you so tired today?
Why? I'm not tired. Are you tired?
No, you sound tired.
He says, don't project on me. Hey, Gilbert, weren't you supposed to be on Drew Barrymore's talk show? Didn't you say that last time you were here?
Right.
Did you do that?
What happened on Drew Barrymore's?
No, I didn't do it, okay.
Why didn't you do it?
I don't have time anyway.
You don't have time.
I gotta go.
Hold on. What are you busy with?
You said you don't have time.
What are you busy with?
I'm busy with my mom. She's sick, okay?
Oh, okay.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Uh-oh. Okay, bye.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Wait a minute. Man.
He really got off the phone quickly when I mentioned the Drew Barrymore show.
I think his mom was coming.
Well,
I just heard her. I think so. No. When Gilbert's got to get off the phone like that, something's going on in the house.
Gilbert, hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Or maybe the thought of Drew Barrymore hit him in a special place.
Whoa.
And he had to get off the phone.
He forgot about Drew Barrymore until you brought her up.
Yeah, and who?
Kind of made him a little salty.
Yeah, for whatever reason. He told us that.
Gilbert didn't bring it today. He sounded tired.
He said you were tired.
No, he said, what, are you tired?
Yeah, he'd appreciate it. He's like, what do you mean? I'm not tired. What, are you tired?
I'm not tired. You're tired.
Yeah. Don't talk about me like that.
941, 942, ESPN 97.5. Somebody 3780-3776. Time to talk about McGrath Pest Control. A buddy of mine said, hey, give me, who's your pest guy? And I said, oh, he sent him McGrath Pest Control. They came out. He had some wasps. And they just said, they looked through the house and they were like, oh, everything is fine. Let's get rid of the wasps for you. And the guy said, no charge. That's okay. Don't worry about it. And my buddy was like, come on, dude. Well, here, let me buy you lunch or something here. You know, and that's the kind of people that you're dealing with McGrath Pest Control. Not that they're going to come to your house and do everything for free, but they're like, you know what? That's it. And we're not trying to gouge you. Scott McGrath is awesome in that way. I mean, he's going to give you a great price. He has done my house. He's going to do my house again. He came and did the termite inspection, and it's just, you know, just in out. He's just awesome. So you're looking for somebody that's going to take care of you if you've got any kind of bugs. Listen, it's your house or your business. The last thing you want is bugs. And Scott McGrath will work tirelessly to make sure that you don't have any bugs. So if you're looking for a pest control company, try ours. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to love them. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand
by. You're listening to The Bench.
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 945 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. You know, we tease. Stand back, stand by. Trump has denounced white nationalists and white supremacists before. It has happened. So I got a soundbite from him in a press conference doing that. We tease. This is, we don't. You know what? If you want to know the truth, we don't give a rat's ass. How about when? One of my favorite parts was when he goes, "Hey, so hey Biden, how many law enforcement agencies have endorsed you?"
He had a good one there, and Joe.
And Biden goes, "Oh, we don't have time." We got time. How many?
But Trump screwed himself over. Anytime he had with the PAC courts too, he could have done that. But he just keeps talking and talking and talking. Yeah, do it. Say it. Get it. And Chris Wallace had to go, what's happening here?
I know.
I know people get upset about the concept of Joe Rogan hosting a debate. I get it. And some people get really upset about who some of his guests are and stuff like that. But I do feel like it's always the specter of a guy who can choke you, not to death because there are Secret Service, but Joe Rogan could really hurt you. Like, no one thought Chris Wallace was going to be able to hurt them. If somebody can hurt you,
well, did you think
they're telling you to shut up?
Even if Joe Rogan can get up and go, do you really think that's the way we should have? I mean, it was as if it wasn't bad enough.
No, that's not. But Trump decided.
Like, somebody sent, it was Stephen A. And Max Kellerman shouting over each other. It was,
well, mostly
it
Stephen
was
A.
awful. Here's what you need to do. You get 2 minutes to talk, then you get 2 minutes to talk. And you don't get to say a word while the other guy's talking.
Chris Wallace said that.
Those
are the rules.
Yes,
those are the rules that
were set forth, and he said it during the thing. The only thing they can do is get a kill switch on the mic.
That's
and
what they do. Turn that mic off.
They don't have it set up for presidential.
They will never agree to that. They have to agree to that.
But that's the rules. And if you don't want it, then we're not going to have a debate. Because that
Do you really
want to
see
awful.
Another debate?
A debate?
What? Well, I don't want to see another.
There's going to be.
No, they're scheduled. That doesn't mean they're going to take place. Debates have been canceled in the past.
Well, that was the worst debate ever.
What were people looking for as far as the debate was concerned?
I wanted to hear their policies.
Okay, because that's the best way to get that stuff out.
I love. Shush.
Do you know what
shush.
People were really what? Looking for, I think, was how Joe Biden would do either, you know, would he be quick enough with his answers and stuff like that? And then how would he handle, I actually thought he handled Trump going after him pretty well.
Well, that was his,
that was Trump's whole Trump's whole method was getting his head.
Yeah.
That was his strategy, was getting his head.
Well, his strategy was come back, bully him just like he bullies you.
But he did the smart, he's a veteran, so he knew, turn to the camera, talk to the people and say, do you really want this? Do you really want this? But at the end of it,
well, now you watch. Next debate, Trump's going to look right in the camera the whole time. Watch.
See, if somebody tells him to do that, he's not going to do what you tell him to do.
Yeah.
So you can, he'll do whatever. I think he'll do the same thing. I don't think anything will be different because he can't control.
You turn the other guy's mic off.
Once you say something.
That solves all of that.
Yes. Now that would.
Yeah.
But once you say something.
And they got to be in a soundproof.
The next one.
Cone of silence?
Yes. It won't be. The next one will be a town hall where actual normal people that will be selected, but people get that.
I don't want to see any. I don't want to see any more. It's going to just be more embarrassment.
That. Well, that's what it is.
It was embarrassing yesterday. It's just be more embarrassment.
The town hall.
I used to be able to watch a doc. I expected it. But I used to be able to watch presidential debates, like vice presidential debate, will be fine between Pence and Kamala Harris. But
yeah, that one's actually going to be
that one's going to be a real. That'll be a real debate.
Yeah,
but.
But they don't do
anything.
I don't
remember Trump doing this against
Hillary Clinton. So
you're not
looking for it. You're looking for entertainment.
I am.
So you didn't like
what you wanted yesterday?
No, I can't stand
it. I wanted platform. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You wanted somebody to swing.
You wanted entertainment, and you got it.
I will admit, at one point, I thought there was a chance somebody could get swung on. When you start going after kids and fans, I thought, man, Joe might come and swing on him. And I thought Trump got so mad at one point, I thought Trump might just take a little, like, give make a flinch, you know, try to, bitch, I wish you would. I thought somebody might do that yesterday. Which is not something you look for in presidential
debates. Is that what
debates,
you're looking for?
Typically, you don't usually look
for this. As if
that
wasn't embarrassing enough.
Bitch, I wish you would. Like, I don't expect to see that in a presidential debate with the flinch punch, you know? Pop your chest out. But I felt like it was a possibility going into it and then during it, which isn't a great...
No.
I don't think it's great for a country that I'm expecting somebody to say, bitch, I wish you would. In that debate, that's probably not great for our country.
That's not very presidential, no. Per se. Right?
No. I think the phrase presidential's gone out there.
No, that's done.
Don't really do that.
That's
much.
Done. What would, you know, that's done. There's no such thing as presidential anymore. Okay. Do the Texans play Sunday?
If the Vikings continue to test negative, sure.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay, to the Titans and Steelers play Sunday?
I'm going to say no.
Well, the Titans have another positive today, which means that that could be popping up throughout the week. More guys who are close to the initial positive test continue to pop up. So how do you control that? You're going to be testing through Saturday to make sure no one else tests positive? And are they going to feel safe at that point saying, okay, we've tested since Sunday, and the incubation period is, 5 to 7 days? Wouldn't Sunday game day be the final day of that incubation period? So how are you ever going to feel?
The logistics, you can't. They're not playing. Titans and Steelers are. Another positive test means you're hitting reset on everything.
Yeah.
So they're not playing. They're going to have to do, but you said there's a plan, flipping some teams around. That's what they'll do. Because the problem is the NFL should have given themselves a 1 week buffer at the end of the season.
That's what I said yesterday.
To throw those potential games. And if the game is meaningless.
There is a 1 week. It's the week before the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but they're not accounting for. Well, that should be the makeup games if they need to.
Well, then now you just push.
Because then if it doesn't matter.
Then you push everything down and there's only 1 week in between the championship and the Super Bowl.
If there's two teams that a game isn't going to matter, then that game's dead. You know what's going to screw people? I don't care, but the fantasy football thing, they're going to be people who get screwed fantasy football if we have an outbreak.
Yeah, but right. But there's only 15 weeks. Well, here's the deal. Yeah. If teams miss a game because of this, because now there's no, once you hit your buys, there's no buffer now. And if you got an outbreak, and now where are you going to put that game? Now where's that game go? And let's say Tampa.
Yeah.
You got Godwin, Brady. You've got Gronk, you've got Evans, you've got Jones, you got all these guys that are on fantasy teams, and it's like, well, we're not going to play one of our games. Oh, crap. I didn't know I was going to have a bye week with all those guys this week. But, oh well, sorry, fantasy guy. But that's the most important thing. So this is what, I've got a solution for Deshaun. Aaron Rodgers gave it to us. Did you see what he said? Aaron Rodgers says sometimes he fakes a helmet malfunction in order to call his own offensive plays. He says, I've done
it. Who said this?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers said he'll do that?
It's not working. I can't.
I'll do it.
Listen, I got it. Never mind. I
it just
it.
Malfunctioned.
How about back in the day? Like if you asked Joe Namath, I think it was asked of Joe Namath or Len Dawson or one of the guys, said, yeah, what if the coach sent, he ain't sending in no plays, this is my game. Back in the day, quarterbacks called their game. Now, you can't even change a play at the line of scrimmage. Remember, it was Kubiak, right, that said he wouldn't, who wasn't allowed to change the play, the line of scrimmage?
Schaub.
Was Schaub not allowed?
Yeah, they would just flip it. They would just run opposite.
He could run opposite. He could run it left or right, but he couldn't change the play.
Right.
Can Deshaun change his plays?
I never see him make. Wow, you know what I just thought? I didn't realize that, but I'm trying to think of if I ever see Deshaun change coverage. I mean, change his protection or change plays. I don't feel like he gets into. I don't feel like he does that often.
Do you think Billy O just says no? I mean,
maybe
it's possible. But at this level, that's ridiculous.
That should be a question at the press conference.
That should be. Deshaun, are you able to change
plays? Did you hear what they said in the Steeler game? I don't know if it was with the Texans or if it was a game before when I was watching. Ben Roethlisberger, they're letting him call his own plays this year. Well, like 85% of the plays, I think they said, is Ben Roethlisberger calling plays. That's unheard of in today's NFL.
Well, I know, but that's how about you get a better feel for it and what I know, what I can, what I see, what I that was back in the day. They quarterbacks did all that. I wonder. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, look at the
is
scoring
Deshaun
now.
Is Deshaun able to get up if there's eight in the box and he's got a run called? Can he call a pass?
I would think so. Yeah.
Well, what's the answer, though?
I would think so. And why have eight in the box?
I don't think so. I want to know.
Why do they need eight in the box? In what universe do you need eight in the box against the Texans?
Oh, that's true. But let's say.
You mean seven?
Seven in the box. Even six in the box.
Just if the numbers made sense. I would think there is something to get out of it. I'm going to find out. I'm going to try to find out now.
Well, that's the question. And you know what you do? Not working. It's not working. It's not working.
Against the best team.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers says it's not working. Deshaun, it's not working. Call your own damn plays because you know what? The plays that they're calling are crappy, are garbage. You know what? Run an RPO. Hey, can't hear you. I'm going to run an RPO. I got this. I got it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to run an RPO. I mean, I got to believe, I have to believe that Deshaun can do a better job than this. That Deshaun is looking at this going,
why? Deshaun, I doubt he's ever called his own
play. If he
doesn't
have the ability and he walks up to the line of scrimmage and says, this play ain't going to work.
But Deshaun, but here's the thing. I think Deshaun, I would hope Deshaun, well, it's actually not a given, but I wouldn't mind having Deshaun available for the install on Tuesday of what the offense is going to be. And hey, we're looking at these plays. Deshaun, what do you think?
Well, I'm sure he is.
You comfortable? I don't know. You say that, but I don't know if he sits in a meeting in the install, like these are the fronts they use. This is what they're likely to do. These are the plays we're looking at. It's common sense. You would think, what are the pass plays you're comfortable with? What are the run plays? Are you comfortable making this throw?
Or is it, we're doing this and that's it. This is what we're doing, Deshaun. Just do it.
This is the longest meeting ever. Kelly, just put some plays in.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to know the answer to that. Because otherwise you do what Aaron Rodgers does. Sorry. My speaker didn't work in my helmet. Sorry. Got to call my own play here. 958 ESPN 97.5. And hopefully he won't need to get his
after Dallas hit Deshaun in the chest.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Uh-oh, call CoreMed.
Right.
CoreMed Solutions has the echocardiogram. And guess what? You can get an echocardiogram. This costs thousands at the doctor's office. You can get it for $200 off the books. So in other words, if you have a big deductible that you're still paying, why don't you get a CoreMed and they'll do it off your insurance for $200 cash. Well, cash, credit, whatever. Why? How is this happening? This is crazy. There's like nobody else doing this. An actual registered adult and pediatric cardiologist who worked at the big hospitals said, this is what we need to be doing. The cardiovascular is the number one killer in the country, ahead of cancer now. Why are people not getting echocardiograms, EKG, stress tests? Well, in some cases, it's too expensive for them, but not now. And not only that, they will bring their heart checkup to you, to your workplace with they'll do it for a variety of workers. You could have your entire company like UPS and like Waste Connection. They came out there with their mobile units and they ran the echocardiograms and everything they needed to and checked up on the heart health. And there were people who found out they needed surgery fairly quickly. Others who found out they had myocarditis after having very mild cases of COVID. If you have mild or even asymptomatic COVID, you can still get myocarditis, which needs to be treated in your heart. And that's the great thing about CoreMed. They finally are putting an emphasis on checking your heart health from the time you're a kid all the way up to an adult. If you have a congenital issue, if you have a hereditary issue, they can find it and they can treat you. And that includes athletes. That includes people who are 80. That includes people at the workplace. Let their mobile unit come to your workplace and test an entire group and get the results and find out today that peace of mind. CoreMedSolutions.com. Dr. Burkhalter and his staff are waiting for you. CoreMedSolutions.com.
To
call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.